Welcome back for the third episode of Quick Dev. In the first couple of episodes, we dove into Xamarin. We looked at Xamarin Forms. We talked about sharing a lot of our code. In the second episode, we actually talked about not sharing some of the code, so doing some of our platform-specific stuff, but still sharing basically like 99% of our code. And now we're going to take it a step further where we are going to add a cloud backend using Microsoft Azure. And this is another thing that's going to contribute to saving you the developer time in the sense that our backend in Azure is going to be completely cross-platform with SDKs that you can use completely cross-platform. So if you weren't doing multi-platform through Xamarin, if you did Android individually and iOS individually and Windows individually, there's an SDK for mobile apps is what it's called now in Azure for each of those platforms. So again, even if you don't go the Xamarin route, this is going to be something you can use in your mobile application development and save you time because you can keep that backend consistent and then just work with those individual SDKs. So today we're going to take a look at the Azure portal just to see what it's like to create, and then we're going to do a simple sample in a Xamarin Forms application. And I'm back on my Windows machine. So last episode we stuck to the Mac just to show that it would work there and run it on iOS. And now we're back on Windows, and we're going to go ahead and dive into the Azure portal. All right, so we've made it to our Azure portal. So if you're wondering what that is, you can go to windowsazure.com. If you don't have an Azure account, there's a couple of different ways to do it. You can do a free trial to get started. If you're interested and you're a startup and you're doing your own company and you're building something and you want to leverage Azure, there might be some credits out there for you. So find me on Twitter at JamesQQuick. And then I'll try to get you hooked up with that, and that could really help offset some of the costs of just test around and play around with some of the stuff. But all right, here we are, and we're in the official new portal, and this is officially, or the official current portal. It used to be kind of considered the new portal. Now this is the portal, and that's as of the past couple of weeks. This is kind of exciting, and we're doing some playing around early here. But just as a reference, mobile services is what I used to work with a lot in the previous portal. Now we're working with mobile apps, which is a subset of app service. So your app service can have mobile apps, web apps, logic apps, API apps, a couple of different things. And we're going to specifically focus on that mobile app for the mobile environment and going to tie it into Xamarin. So just as a quick reference, I won't go through building this completely or creating one completely, but if I wanted to create one from scratch, I would do new, web and mobile, and then choose mobile app. And I would give it a name, and it needs an app service plan. If you don't have one, it'll create one by default. And I'm not going to do that live, so I'll just go ahead and click out of that and back. And then after you do that, you would be, let me pull up my app services, you would be taken back to the home screen that I will show you in a second. So this would be that home screen that you get taken to here in the middle, the JQ mobile app. And what mobile apps do is they provide a back-end data service for you. So you get data as your back-end. You can do things like authentication with Facebook and Twitter and Google and Microsoft accounts and even Azure or Active Directory. You can do push notifications, you can do custom APIs, you can do a lot of different things in mobile apps, and it just kind of packages those different services together. So really quick, as a reference, I just want to show under settings and then quick start here, they have some basically intro samples to get you started. Now we're actually going to kind of go through and build one of these samples from scratch. So that you kind of understand what's going on behind the scenes. But if you wanted to, say, start with Windows and C#, or Xamarin Android, iOS, or Forms, you could click on one of those. They've got a sample project, and you can just download that and go from there. So really quickly, the sample project uses a to-do item table. So if you haven't created a table, that little button right there will create it for you. Or you could go into Easy Tables, configure a database, and then just create a table. But if we look here, I've got my to-do item table already up. So that's kind of the brief intro in the Azure portal, what it is, what we're going to do. And now we're just going to do a simple client application. And again, going to kind of build it from scratch so you see some of the pieces that go into it. And I've actually got a project started here that's open, so I'll come up to it. And I'm going to run it just so I can talk really quickly about what I've got inside of this already. Basically, right now, I just have UI. So I've just got a couple of buttons, a list view, an entry, stuff like that. So what we're working with is a to-do list application. So if you can imagine, this area here will be a list view of all of those items, all the to-do items, so things I have to do. We've got a refresh button that will go out there and refresh. It'll go out there and get those items back from Azure and bring them back. And then we've got an entry here where we could type in something, James something, if I could spell correctly. And then add item would add something to that table. But again, got a break here because I haven't added anything to that function. So that'll be our next step. But so we've got just basically the UI, and this is all Xamarin Forms. So if you're kind of looking for a refresher, video one or two will help you get back on that. But the first thing we need to know, and I've got a couple of lines of code in here that I'll talk about in a second, is that when we want to use mobile apps in a Xamarin project or any other project, we need to add the SDK. So usually this is with a NuGet package manager. So under my solution, just right-click and then manage NuGet packages for solution. And if I search Azure mobile apps, again, mobile apps, not services, they've got a Azure, Microsoft.Azure.Mobile.Client. And notice here that I've got it installed for all three Android, iOS, and Windows Phone. So this is the SDK that we need to use. It's version 2.0. If you try to use the mobile versions or mobile services SDK, it'll kind of break on you because this version is not the 2.0 version that we're looking for. So this is what we're going to use. And once we have that installed on our app CS, notice I'm pointing to a new home page, and then also I've declared, and the naming here is still mobile service, but a mobile service client, and that's going to be the object that we use to interact with that data or the authentication or that mobile app in the cloud that we just created. And I just give it here the URL to my mobile app, and it goes out there and makes that connection, and now we can go and leverage it. So really pretty cool. Again, mobile apps is designed to be quick and easy to use to give you these different services that they package together to really support an in-depth mobile application that's also cross-platform. So back in our home, I've also, under that same SDK, created a mobile service collection. So this is just a collection of the items that I get back when I request from a table. And notice that it's using a to-do item class here, which is defined. It's pretty simple. It's just got an ID, a text, and a Boolean for complete. So really, really simple. And it uses that class to keep a collection of those objects, of those to-do item objects. And the next line here is I want to have an instance of a table so I can use my client, that mobile service that we defined in our app, and then do a get table on the to-do item table, and that's going to give us our to-do table. So not too bad here. Just want to go out and get the stuff from the table, put it in a collection of items, and then put that to our list view. So the first thing we want to do here is we want to define, and this is going to be the bulk of what we do, is define this refresh async method. And I'm going to go ahead and copy in a little bit of this code instead of writing it live here. So I want to paste it in, and I'll walk through what we're doing. Oh, and I deleted one thing at the top, one declaration. So I need a list of string items, and that's what we're going to put to our list view, and we'll call it my list. And that should get rid of those errors. Okay, cool. So now back down in the refresh async method, basically what we're going to do is we're going to try to go out there and use our to-do table. So that's the to-do table that we've gotten from Azure, and we're going to convert that to a collection. So that's going to go into our items. And then from that collection of items, that collection of to-do items called items, we're going to iterate through each one. And for each one, we're going to add it to my list. So we're just going to add the text value so that we're going to see a list of text values for to-do items. And then we've got some error catching here. So if we get a mobile service error, here it is, or exception, and we could debug those and go into further detail. But for now, we can just kind of go ahead. And then the last piece is once we finish all that and we do it all successfully, we can go and set our list view, set the item source for our list view to those items. So we're going to take those items, just get out the text, and put them to our list view. So when do we want this to happen? Obviously, we want this to happen in the refresh button. So every time we click the refresh button, we want to refresh async, right? And then also, a handy thing might be to, when we load the app, go ahead and refresh the items so they pop up automatically also. So we can actually do that in a method called onAppearing. So we're overriding this method. And inside of this method, we want to do the same thing, just call refresh async, so that we open the application, it goes out and gets our data, it puts it on the screen, and then we can refresh by that refresh button at any point. And so we also have, if we noticed, an entry where we can type in a to-do item, basically, and then a button, add button here, that says, basically, we're going to use it to add something to our table. So if we wanted to do that, basically, we just need to go out and get that text and convert it to a to-do item. So I'll create a to-do item, call it item, and it's new to-do item. And then the text property, we want to be the entry that we have. So it's item entry dot text. So we just grab that value that the user put in there. And then we want to await, and we'll use app.client. Is that giving me IntelliSense here? Oh, we need to make this async is why it's giving me an error. It's because we're going to use await. So app.client, and again, that's our mobile service client that we declared statically in our app CS. And then we'll call the get table again. And we'll say we want the to-do item table. And then with that table, we want to insert async. So we just want to put that item in our table. And not only do we want to put that in our table, but we also want to then reflect that change in our UI. So just like we just did a second ago, we can go ahead and call refresh async one more time. And again, that'll say when we update something or insert into our table, go ahead and refresh so we see those updates. And I guess I don't need an async here, but so it's giving me a little green squiggly. But let's go ahead and run this on the emulator now and see what we got. And again, this I'm back in Windows, I'm back in Visual Studio just to kind of show the flexibility of how these projects work and how you can go back and forth. But I could take this over to my Mac as well. So let me go ahead, and this should refresh automatically. Let me break this or stop and then put a couple of breakpoints here just to see. So we'll break if we catch an exception, if the exception's not null, and we'll break here. And when we try to get our items, we'll try to do that too. So let me run again just so we see what we're doing. So that should call our refresh automatically. All right, so there's one. So we'll continue, and then we get down to the bottom. All right, so that looks good. Okay, there we go. And let me now get rid of these breakpoints so we don't have to go through those again. All right, so we've got this app up and running. This awesome item up here at the top, that was just a demo, a sample, how to get something in there before I use the item entry.txt. So my next couple are get demo ready, prepare your second demo. And now if I say prepare your third demo and add item, I shouldn't have to refresh. It refreshed automatically. So here's prepare your third demo. And if I do the same thing, and say maybe prepare your fourth demo, which actually will have to happen soon. Add that item, and there it is. So I'm not just tricking you here. I'm not just automatically updating it to the UI by adding it to that list view. I am, as you can tell, I'm inserting it into the table and then refreshing so you see that data is going back and forth. So this is a really quick and easy way to get data from the user, to put it into a table, to read from the table, and creating that table is pretty easy. And that table right now is using, it's exposed as a table, as a NoSQL table, with a JavaScript backend. So we're just working with JSON back and forth if you want to do it without the SDK. But since I'm using this SDK, and I have all of these different classes and objects that I can use, it makes it really, really simple, and I don't have to worry about it. So just for proof of concept, I'm going to switch this over to my Android version, and hopefully we'll see the same success there. And in the finished sample, just like all the ones before on GitHub, we will have all the projects up and running, ready to go. So iOS, Android, and Windows. You can just pull that open. Whichever one of those you feel comfortable, if you feel better in Xamarin Studio or in Visual Studio, open it up in either one and go ahead and run, and you should see the same project. So I'm going to give Android one. Takes a little longer to deploy, so I'll give it a couple of seconds here. All right, so it looks like we're starting to copy over some files here, installing the application on device, still taking a couple of seconds. And this is also the first time that I've deployed to Android with this project, so that's part of it too. So it looks like it's popping up. And I'm running the emulator for the 7-inch tablet, so the stuff is going to be a little harder to see. I haven't gotten the 5-inch tablet to work just yet. But we should notice that it's the same kind of idea here. Right, so we've got our list items up here. We've got the refresh button. Refresh won't do anything because we haven't changed anything. But if I wanted to add another item here, prepare fifth demo, go ahead and add the item. Should see the same interaction. And you can see how fast it is, right? So this, again, I'm not just putting it right to the UI. I'm submitting it to that table, then I'm refreshing, and that happens in less than a second, half a second or however long that was. Pretty, pretty cool. And that's what's really important when we do something like this is we want to have that speed, right? We don't want users to be using our applications and be waiting around while we try to load something. We want it to be fast, and that's exactly what we just saw. All right, so that's all for the demos, and we're going to take a second to do a recap of what we did and what we're going to do in the next video here in a second. So we just saw, again, taking Xamarin, taking the projects that we've kind of been working on, the shared code, the shared UI also with Xamarin Forms, and now we've added a backend to it. So not only are we doing cross-platform on the front end with Xamarin, we're also doing cross-platform in the backend with our Azure mobile app. So again, this is the new and improved and updated and current version of mobile apps. Used to be mobile services, somewhere I've spent a lot of time. But as far as, and if you think about like demoing or prototyping or doing a hackathon or something like that, and then also going into a live, real production application, this is mobile apps gives you a great package of different services that you can use in these mobile scenarios, and it's absolutely awesome. It's really quick and easy to get going. You saw how fast it was to send something and then also pull back. So it's a really good kind of overall cross-platform story front to back. And again, that's the key here with this quick dev series is that we want to save you, the developer, time because we know how important it is to you. So thanks again for watching another video and stay tuned for part 4.